So we're telling you about this girl who's completely over the whole drive-through, pay-it-forward phenomenon. And we're finding a bit of a reoccurring theme on our text board. We'll get into the text in a second. At least what I'm finding is people are more inclined to enjoy a random act of kindness versus societal pressure in a drive-through line.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Like if someone were to say, hey, the girl in front of you bought you coffee, I'd be like, what a nice thing.
Yeah.
And then maybe I would want to do it. But like, you know, to be then told, you know what, now it's a thing.
Yeah.
You got to buy the guy behind you.
A few weeks ago, I was sitting outside of Super C on Ontario. My wife was inside grabbing something. And I saw a guy come out with a bunch of stuff, including like he had a 2-for a beer and a bunch of groceries. And he sat them down. He took 2 bags and walked across the street to his car. So it was pretty clear that he was going to make a bunch of trips, just an older dude. So I just jumped out of my car and I was like, hey, man, let me help you with your groceries. He was like, oh, okay. Took about 5 minutes and just sort of a nice quick gesture. And I'm more inclined to do something like that than to have to be in a drive-thru and hear, well, the 5 people ahead of you did it. You should probably do it too.
Well, that's bad on the part of the person at the drive-thru. They shouldn't say anything. Their job is just to get to witness something positive. And it's like Sabrina's text at just a few moments ago, she says, hi, Jay, Sharon, and Chantal. This kind of behavior is called altruism. And the whole point of altruism is to do something good for another that you may or may not know without expecting anything in return. If it becomes an obligation, then it defeats the purpose and it is no longer altruism.
Good point.
Totally.
Joanne said, good morning. I feel that paying it forward comes from the heart. I do it because I chose to, not because I have to. Before COVID, I paid for a lady who was eating alone for her brekkie. I was leaving the restaurant and she just started eating. How nice is that? And then she's paid for a lady, an older lady that was eating her breakfast.
Now, it's interesting that you think she was an older lady, Chantel.
Oh, I just added older?
Yeah.
I mean, I pictured in my mind it was an older lady. Maybe it was a, 18-year-old.
But that's the thing. You find a reason to do something nice and you do that thing, whatever that thing is. You can't be pressured to do it. It takes the fun out of it.
True.
When paying it forward ends up being a Liam Neeson movie, you have a text like this. I'm all for it in the drive-thru line, but I wasn't happy when the guy ahead of me paid for my order, then followed me to work.
No, he didn't.
To ask, why didn't you pay it forward yourself?
No.
I told him, dude, there was no cars behind me. He said, you should have waited. I have a very particular set of skills, and they include screwing you at the drive-thru.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems
I added that last part. That
didn't
really.
Yeah, we got that.
That is from Rob.
The other fun thing, too, is that whatever this conversation does moving forward, if you're paying it forward, we've reached someone like Eugene who texted that I literally just heard about this right now. I'm going to do this from now on. Sounds like a kind gesture that's easy to do. That's the whole thing. If you come up with a kind gesture that's easy to do, do it.
It'll make you feel good.
Do it.
Yep.
Speaking of which, I could use a coffee and a donut. So if anyone wants to pay it forward, here I am.
Sorry, the person in front of me paid and I cut the line.
Yeah.